kids, and I want any parent in the sound of my within the sound of my voice to hear this. They're inhaling something called galaxy gas to get high. If you've heard of the term galaxy gas,
it's new to me.
Beware. I read about it. It seems.
Is it sold as galaxy gas?
I think it's the same
thing. Is that what the kids call it?
It's what the kids call it. And I think it's the same thing that's been around forever. Whippets. This is nitrous oxide.
A little bit of nitrous.
That's what it is. It's nitrous oxide. Products are in whipped cream chargers that are solely intended for getting the whipped cream out of the can. But when used without the whipped cream, it's nitrous oxide and it's whippets, or now what's been called galaxy gas. So if you hear the term galaxy gas, this is what they're doing. And it's second among teenagers in use only to cannabis products.
Wow.
It's become that big in both.
Well, it's a little easier to get your hands on.
Oh, yeah. It's become that big in England and the United States. And in Britain, they have made anyone from 16 to 21, it's illegal to purchase it. That's crazy. You can't buy. That means you can't buy whipped cream.
No Ready Whip?
You can't buy a Ready Whip if you're 16 years old?
Probably not.
So if I want to do this, Galaxy Gas or Whippets or whatever, and I go buy a can of whipped cream, how do I turn it into, instead of whipped cream coming out?
I was heard the legend was you don't shake it and you just turn the nozzle into your mouth and hit the release.
Oh, really?
But if you shake it, then you've got whipped cream.
Yeah.
Because when I heard at age 18, was that, it's separate.
Oh, I see.
Inside the canister. So the whipped cream is down here, the gas is up here.
So you only have a limited supply.
Limited. So that's why you often see multiple cans.
Yeah, that's why they ruin the whipped cream.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But once you spray it out of the galaxy gas.
There's only a limited amount. I don't know about galaxy gas, but in the Ready Whips and whatever.
So once I spray the Ready Whip out of the stuff, does the whipped cream still work or not? Or does it not? Is it going to come out like that?
I think you lose the flat. Once you lose the gas.
Yeah,
it'll be
just
like
a sludge.
It'll be a sludge of cream.
I feel like we had a dim report story rum time of like a grocery worker who ruined a bunch of whipped cream.
I bet it does.
Because
he
familiar.
Went through all the cans and they just found him back there passed out from all the whippets, but he had ruined all the Ready Whip.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I have had that same thing happen with my shaving cream. For whatever reason, my shaving cream is now coming out in just a dribble. It's just like it used to be a foam or gel, but now it's just coming out as like a liquid almost, and it's disgusting. But I'm using it because I bought it at Sam's, and I've got a half a can left, and it's an enormous can.
Does it give you a close shave?
No, it's a terrible shave. It's an awful shave.
But you will ride this to the to the ends.
Yes, because I bought an enormous, Sam's or Costco, you have to buy.
How big is a can of shaving cream?
Well, it's more the size of,
You're holding your hands are about a foot and a half apart.
That's correct. This is an actual size.
Yeah.
This is right.
Insane.
I don't think you were there at the beach this weekend. A friend of ours told this story. I had never heard this before. I thought it was incredibly funny. Somebody brought bug spray to the beach because some of those biting flies and mosquitoes were out, So he was saying one time he went to Jamaica and the bugs were bad. Like mosquitoes were really bad. And so he found a can of bug spray in their room and like the hotel room where they were staying. And he's like, oh, perfect. They must provide guests with the bug spray. So he goes out to the, next to the pool and starts spraying himself down. And he said, it was just like this huge, like smoke, like a fog. As soon as he'd spray it, it would just be like, a huge amount of it. And he covered his whole body with it easily. And it was just like engulfing him almost. And then he looked at it and it was bug spray, but it was like industrial, like Raid. It said in bright, bold letters, do not come in contact with skin. And he sprayed his whole body with it.
Did he jump in the pool, I hope?
Immediately. He said he went right back to the room and took a shower because he had sprayed himself basically with this, Raid type stuff.
Sounds like he might have gotten a little high on the local green.
I don't know. I don't. Listen, I don't ask that kind of thing. You know me. Sarah, you're talking about whippets and how to do them. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So I moved out here from California to North Carolina right after the hurricane in 2018, and I started listening to you guys, and I haven't stopped. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
But to get to the point, so the whippets You can actually go to any of the big stores and you can buy the boxes of the metal things that you stick in the canisters. And you can get them like 20, 30, as many as you want. And then you have to buy a separate canister. And it's what like a lot of professional bakers will use. And you open it up. We call them crackers, the metal things, or crackers. And you stick the crackers in there, and you don't put any of the whipped cream. And when you twist the knob, you can hear that it opens and it releases the nitrous oxide inside of it. And then you just stick the nozzle where the whipped cream would come out, and you put your mouth over that, and you inhale it.
That's it. That's what they're doing.
What does it feel like, Sarah?
Wah, 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 wah feeling, like, and then everything goes black and then you kind of start seeing stars.
I do that when I stand up.
I can hear the wah, wah from when Biggie does it.
Whippets unneeded.
It lasts a little bit longer, and it is a quick high, and you can go through, like, a whole box in, like, an hour.
No kidding.
Oh, my,
oh,
Sarah.
My goodness, Sarah. You don't do this anymore, though.
That was back in my party days, and we were trying anything and everything we could get our hands on.
All right. So, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I bet that's exactly what kids are doing, how they're finding it. Well, it's running rampant in the U.S. and in England. Thank you very much, Sarah.
So if one were to Google Galaxy Gas, is that a product or is that just what the kids are calling it?
I think it might be a...
I don't know.
It says... It's really nitrous oxide laughing gas. Products are an Atlanta-based company.
No, it's made for cooking.
It is. Okay, so it is a thing. Yeah. Galaxy Gas. Okay, that's it then.
It's exactly what Sarah's talking
about. So that's what it is then. That's how they're getting it, and it is. So Galaxy Gas is like the new thing.
So if you see a bunch of teenagers running into Sur La Table.
Yeah, that's right.
Be suspicious. Or Williams Sonoma.
Yes, because they're
asking
buying.
About the baking products.
They're buying these things to get high.
Galaxy Gas.
I'm very upset by this.
You're upset?
Well, I've got teenagers. You know, I've got a 19 and a 16-year-old.
Yeah, inhalants can be risky.
Well, you remember there was that one guy who kept inhaling spray paint.
I never forget gold spray paint guy. I was just thinking about him.
Yeah.
In the early days of the internet, he was one of the first kind of viral guys.
Because his face
couldn't stop inhaling gold paint.
And his face
and
was
every
gold.
Mugshot was him with a perfect circle around his mouth and nose.
Of gold.
Because he'd spray it into a bag.
Yeah.
And then put the bag on his face.
Golly. How desperate are you to get high to put that kind of...
There's so many better substances.
You can do it. I feel like you can do it. You know, I've mentioned Serenity Lane.
Yes.
You know, that's just it, you know. Okay, this is about kids, too. It's bad, all right? It's just getting worse and worse, this whole segment. This happened in Chesapeake, Virginia. They had school picture day last week, and the photographer was from the company Life Touch, which we've all seen as the noted school picture day photographer. He came in and apparently at Chittum Elementary School started asking inappropriate questions of the students, and some of the students were in like the second and third grade. Here's the mom of a second grader.
She asked him, "Can I steal your identity?" And his response was just no. And then her next question was, "Can I eat your soul?" Then her next question was, "Well, then what can I eat?" And he told me, "Mommy, I didn't know what to say. And so I just said the first thing that came to my mind. And I just said, 'You can have noodles. You can eat noodles.'" And her response was, "Well, demons don't eat noodles."
Yeah, they're more picky.
So the female photog.
Yeah, female photog. And she's saying to all the students these kinds of questions.
"Hey, turn to the right. So, can I eat your soul?"
Right.
Turn to the left.
That's right.
"You can eat noodles." "Demons don't eat noodles."
So
that's such a perfect child response.
Yeah. Noodles.
Eat noodles.
Eat noodles.
That sounds like a first grader, second grader.
Yeah, well, he was second grade. He was second grade. And he said, "Yeah, you could eat noodles." And she said, "Demons don't eat noodles." And then he told his teacher, "She asked me if she could steal my soul, and she asked me, you know, what she could eat." And so the teacher started overhearing then and got a couple more. Those are the type of things.
This is inappropriate.
Were being said. They hustled her out. They got the principal and escorted her out and rescheduled school picture day.
Well, the kids that they already took pictures of have kind of quizzical looks on their
faces.
Yeah,
they'll all be,
what did she at?
Click. Oh, click.
Yeah. Hey, can I eat your soul? What?
Click.
But even worse, what if the pictures are great?
Yeah.
Right.
What if she's an unbelievable photographer?
She's the best we have.
Now, she is a demon.
Okay, yeah. But
she might eat a couple of second grader souls.
Souls. Yeah. But
you will love the photos.
She's going to make things really uncomfortable, but nobody does a better job.
She is our best. Chittim Elementary is so lucky.
Let me tell you, lucky to have her.
As much as those photos cost, I believe some parents would say, we'll keep her.
We'll take it. Take your soul. Take your soul. Yeah. We'll keep the pictures. Life Touch has, to their credit, said, we're investigating and we're asking our photographer what she meant and what happened there. The number one thing, their number one priority is the safety of every student they photograph. As you can,
it better be.
Well, yeah, that's it. You can imagine that's exactly what they would.
I'm trying to remember picture day. I mean, usually there's. I don't even remember most of the conversations. Usually they're just kind of, hey, what do you like?
Yeah, get you in a good mood.
I mean, most of the time it's just get in, get
quick
out.
Quick for students because it's so fast. Yeah, you got to move them in quick. Mm-hmm. Maybe if they're really young, kindergarten or first grade, you try to make them smile.
Yeah, you try to get them in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
But by the time you're third or fourth, I think it's just sit there and. You know, smile, turn to the right.
Yeah.
Put your hands like this.
And at a certain age, and Kelly, your daughter is high school sophomore.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of times you'll find that they'll have their own photographers.
Oh, they'll do that?
You know, for a yearbook.
Mm-hmm.
Certain like a high school.
Well, yearbook. For the senior
you don't go to just, everybody didn't go to the same person anymore.
True. You can, I believe, even when I was in high school, very few did it, but you had
customized.
The option. You could do, put your own. Now, we had a day where you had to be at the school at 11 o'clock and they'll take your picture during the summer.
And your fake tux.
Yes. I came right off the golf course for that. I had played golf and raced over, and they put the fake tux on me. I was sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
It was
100 degrees.
It was 100 degrees.
Our school did not do the fake tux. We had to wear our own suit and tie.
Did you?
Our jacket and tie.
Probably a better look. I mean, the tux only went down to your midriff.
I've never even seen one.
Hmm.
It was unbelievable. I was told this is what it is, and you come in and they just drape it over your shoulders. You know, I have real narrow shoulders. And they
kind of slouched.
And slapped. They had to get a special one for me. They had it in the back. They're like, no, this one. Because the quarterback of the football team went before me, Todd Umble, and he had real nice, you know, shoulders.
Oh, he's so broad shouldered. I'd like to eat his soul.
That's a specimen.
And then I came in, they're like, oh, yeah. Let's get the slouchy one.
Get the shroud.
Get the one with the narrow shoulder. And so I look different than everybody else because my shoulders were different. But, you know, it's a, that was upsetting.
Yeah, sure. My high school senior yearbook picture is appallingly bad because my head's in one direction, my eyes are another.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible, horrible photo.
Well, this woman, they have offered to retake the photos of the children whose souls she inquired about.
Do we know, Kelly? I know it's kind of a quick news report.
Yes.
Did any child say, yes, you may have
myself? You may have myself. No, I don't
There's
know.
There's one third grader I'm not sure about.
It's a good question. Yes, you can have my soul.